This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right as we spend time with God. I hope your heart is open to God this morning, saying to Him, Lord, what do you want to say to me through your word? And I hope when we finish with this little spot, you'll take some extra time to pray and just respond to God in what He's saying to you. We're looking this week at the topic of answered prayer, and how much God wants to make that the pattern of your life, that your life is marked by answered prayer. We're looking today in John 15 at verse 16, where Jesus says to the disciples, "You did not choose me, I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you." You notice the order of things in this verse? He says, I want you to bear fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. We usually think of it the other way around, don't we? We think that we pray in order to produce spiritual fruit in our lives. And in a sense, of course, that's right. But the problem with looking at prayer that way is that we see prayer only as a tool that helps us in our lives. And I think Jesus wants us to see prayer not only as a help in ministry, but as a fruitful ministry itself, so that we need to have fruitful, healthy spiritual lives in order to pray rightly. Prayer is a ministry that we should prepare ourselves for in our spiritual state. Bear fruit so that whatever you ask the Father, he may give to you. We should have the goal in our lives of being more effective in our praying, and we should be actively, thoughtfully working towards that goal, making ourselves useful to God for the purpose of prayer. And you notice Jesus says, if you are in that right spiritual condition, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, that he would give it to you. Here again, this is the third time this week we've come to a passage in this same discussion of Jesus with the disciples, John 14-16, where he has said, whatever you ask. Don't you want that for your prayer life? Yes, I think you do. Well, then begin working to prepare yourself spiritually for prayer. Don't just tack prayer onto the end of your day. Don't just tack prayer onto the beginning of your meals. Don't just tack prayer onto the beginning of your meetings. Make prayer one of the most important activities of your life. Focus yourself for prayer. Prepare yourself spiritually. Deal with issues in your life. Come to God when you're going to make requests, not just rattling off a list of things you hope will happen. Come to God when you make requests with a deep sense of spiritual readiness and a sensitivity to what God might want you to ask for in prayer. Because for sure, if you ask in prayer what God would want you to ask, well, then there's no question, is there? Of course, that's what God is going to do. Whatever you ask, in order for that to be reality, you have to be sensitive to God. Prepare yourself spiritually for prayer. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.